I'm Jack Lessenberry. Michigan's second statewide primary elections are tomorrow, and most of us probably won't bother to vote. And that's too bad. Too bad for us, that is. Our first statewide primary was the presidential one in March, and it set an all-time turnout record. More than 2.5 million people voted. That was, however, only a little more than one-third of those eligible to vote. Tomorrow's election is arguably more important. Dozens of state legislators are term limited out. A few other incumbents are being challenged, and this is your chance to replace them. I should have said, only chance. Most districts are gerrymandered to be completely safe for one party, so the primary is really your only chance to influence things. So you might want to find out where your particular candidates stand on helping Flint or actually doing something about our collapsing infrastructure. How about on making it possible for kids to go to better schools and afford higher education, as opposed to spending more billions on our state's prisons? State Representative Brian Banks of Detroit has been convicted of 8 felonies and is charged with 3 more. Do his voters really want him to represent them for another 2 years in Lansing? There are races for judges and sheriffs and clerks and a whole slew of money, millage, requests that could make a huge and dramatic difference in the quality of your life. When it comes to Congress, there's a huge race in the Republican primary in the district that includes most of the Thumb, where incumbent Candace Miller is retiring. One of the candidates spent millions 2 years ago trying to win a seat in Congress on the other side of the state and is now, like a fisherman looking to change his luck, seeing if he can get a sufficient number of bites from voters here. If I told you the other candidates didn't resent that, I'd be lying. There are a slugfest in both party primaries for Congress up north for the state's only other congressional district that has no incumbent and which either party could conceivably win. There's a 3-way battle on the Republican side, featuring 2 candidates from the Upper Peninsula and 1 from the Lower, and a 2-way fight on the Democratic side, between former State Party Chair Lon Johnson and the man he originally recruited to run for the seat, former Kalkaska Sheriff Jerry Cannon. My guess is that they won't be spending Thanksgiving together. Perhaps the most overlooked race is the Democratic primary in one of Detroit's 2 congressional districts, where 87-year-old John Conyers, who's been in office 52 years, is being challenged by Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey, who's 30 years younger. She's vibrant, smart, has considerably improved her office in Detroit since first elected 10 years ago, and is generally respected for competency and integrity. Congressman Conyers, who accomplished a good deal in years gone by, is sometimes lucid these days, but is still expected to win easily. No matter where you live, there are almost certainly important things on the ballot tomorrow. But sadly, I doubt if even half the number of people who voted in March will show up. I'd be thrilled if you'd help prove me wrong.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.